We've been listening this hour to testimony from Dr. Tara O'Toole, confirmed yesterday to become the head of the Science and Technology Directorate at the Department of Homeland Security, and Dr. O'Toole talking a lot during her confirmation hearing about what she would do if confirmed for the job. She has been confirmed for the job, and Rich Cooper of Catalyst Partners is writing about it today, and Rich will link up your blog post about Dr. O'Toole's confirmation and taking over that job on federalnewsradio.com, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Francis. Glad to be here.
Happy to do it. So what do you think now that she's in place? Good news, bad news, or where do we go?
I think it's great news that that they've got the leader in place. Whatever was in her past is in her past. Now she's got to move ahead, and she's got a full inbox, everything from dealing with the NBAF facility decision out in Manhattan, Kansas, whether that stays or goes or is reopened, how she works with the other department components. Is she going to follow the model that her predecessor, Jay Cohen, had set up? What's the future of the Centers of Excellence? What's the future of the Safety Act? And most of all, what Congress is asking her for, how can we make sure we're going to get as much return on the investment out of the dollars we've already put forward into a number of S&T programs?
Now, a couple of the things that you mentioned, though, like the one medical center in particular, are things that had been decided, then they're up in the air again, or it seemed that they had been decided. So it sounds like some of her job, at least right out of the box, will be to go back and try to get some things redecided or reconfirmed.
Right. And in her hearing, as your listeners have heard, there were a number of questions that members posed to her as asking her to revisit decisions. So on top of getting herself acclimated into her new office space and meeting the people that she's going to be working with the next several years, she's got to go back and be able to answer that mail to those members to their satisfaction.
What was it that kept her, we mentioned the confirmation here, it took place back in June. Was it just the issues that she had had with the lobbying issues, or what was it that took so long?
Well, when she was first announced to get the post, it was amazing to see the amount of criticism of any of the previous DHS nominees that the new administration put forward. No one had generated as much controversy as she had, and there were a lot of persons that were very critical about some of the work that she had done before, the research conclusions she had come up with, and so she certainly had her detractors out there, and by being able to put that message out there, had a number of members that, you know, would either kept holds on her or asked for more questions or asked for greater clarification. Some of those criticisms certainly came out at her confirmation hearing, but obviously the headlines that followed in ensuing news publications, there was the front page Washington Times story, certainly had them going back over her background, record, and answers, wanting to make sure they went through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
And yet she mentioned in her confirmation hearing both of the members of the lead members of the Graham Talent Commission, former Senator Bob Graham of Florida and former Senator Jim Talent of Missouri, both supported her nomination. She obviously had the support, as we heard during this confirmation hearing, of Senators Lieberman and Collins. So there appear to be a number of people on both sides of the aisle who think very in great volume and at great depth about the issues that she'll be dealing with, who think she was a good choice.
I think she is an incredibly timely choice. Given the WMD Commission report that's coming out and the emphasis that they've talked about that we need to enhance our preparedness as it relates to biosecurity, someone with Dr. O'Toole's background could not be at a better place at a better time to answer those particular questions. I think in addition, while you always are hearing people talking about cyber is the greatest threat, if you have heard any of the recent comments of Michael Chertoff as well as the WMD Commission that's out there, bio is not getting the attention it ought to get, and it is one of those critical vulnerabilities that we have got to have addressed. Dr. O'Toole's background puts her in a place that can help make some of those things happen.